Hey, bub. What the hell are you up to? Huh. That game again? You know, if you keep playing just competitive games, your sanity will decrease, regardless if you find good players often or not. And I do not want to see it happen to you. You know what happened with Ninja recently when he took a break? You need something that's easier to beat in general. Something that doesn't use other players, like, to compete against and climb up the ranks, you know? What about single player? Those don't make you rage like, your usual games. Just take this bit of advice I'm about to give you, and don't pretend you don't know what I'm talking about. That's right. Did you know it's super quick to mod your 3DS? It's surprisingly easy to do. Anybody can do it. Way easier than modding a Switch, that's for sure. You still haven't done it? Oh, come on. I have been telling you for 2 years, and you can do it in like 30 minutes tops. Get off the game. I do not care if it's ranked. Just get off the game. Give me that headset right now, mister. Ugh. Or I'll mount down it, and your friends will be asking what the heck is going on. Good boy. Now, let me get close to you so you won't forget this time. You're asking me what the benefits are to modding a 3DS again. Well, let me tell you, since there's a lot. All you need is an SD card, one with a large capacity will more than suffice. Simple, huh? With modding, you can region unlock your console and open yourself up to games that were only region exclusives. You know about themes, right? They can be purchased and are based on the Nintendo and 3DS lineup. Well, what if I told you that if you mod your 3DS, you can get as many themes as you can for free, and even custom themes? By the way, you heard the news about the 3DS eStore is, closing down, right? Well, then physical copies become harder to afford, and since they can no longer be purchased as digital copies, modding a 3DS is the only way to get games after the shutdown. Games. Although the downloads are slow, getting 3DS games is as easy as scanning a QR code from your console. Not only can you get 3DS games through this method, but you can also get Game Boy games, Game Boy Advance games, NES games, and SNES games. If you have a new 3DS, and even ROM hack. Unfortunately, you can't get DS games this way. For DS games, you need to plug your SD card into your PC and transfer ROMs to it. Still really easy to do, but nowhere near as convenient. Oh, and I almost forgot. You can even install homebrew games, apps, and ports, so to answer the age-old question that I know you're about to ask me. Yes. Yes, your modded 3DS can run Doom. So, are you convinced? Are you finally going to do it? Or am I gonna have to do it for you right now? Well, it's about time. Now pop up your 3DS, bucko. It's finally happening. Are you all right? You look a little funny in the face. sure it's just the excitement of having all those games unlocked. I'll tell ya, it's ridiculous that they even shut down the store in the first place. Did they really think they printed enough physical copies in the